Call to order the regular assembly meeting of the city and borough of Langville, Alaska on March 11, 2014 at 7:00 PM. Pledge allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Wilma Stokes, after which if you remain standing for the invocation by Nettie Colwell to the Presbyterian Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for this place, for this secure, open place where we can come and all people can voice and vote if elected. We lift up those who cannot do this, and we thank you for those who sacrifice so that we can. Be with the council people and the mayor tonight, and those in attendance and those listening on the radio, that the words of their mouths and the meditation of all of their hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Nettie.
So we have a presentation this evening, Ms. Julie Flaley of Strategic Prevention Framework, State Incentive Grant Coordinator, has a presentation for us. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. I am a believer in things happening for a reason. The last couple of days I have been winging it without my cell phone, and today our PowerPoint presentation did not provide itself to be very useful. So you do have a PowerPoint in front of you. However, I'm gonna make this a lot more formal, so feel free to reference that as you would like. It's true, I am the Strategic Prevention Framework State Incentive Grant Coordinator, as well as a clinician here in the community. David Jack's smiling a little bit over there, Mr. Mayor, sir, because he is a coalition member who we have failed to invite back. So our coalitions do meet every 4 to 5 months, and we have wonderful community members who are part of the coalition that help us determine what interventions work best in our community. We like to feel like that's what's guiding the funds that have been granted to Wrangell. So that being said, what is SPIPSIG, which is how we like to call it? SPIPSIG was what most of you should be fairly familiar with, because there was a survey, I believe, results shared by Desiree Shepler a couple of, maybe a year ago. It was 2011 statistics, just getting a good understanding from the community as far as what their primary community concerns were. SPIPSIG kind of already had an idea of the direction they wanted to go with Alaska, but we confirmed it with our youth and adult surveys that were done that reported adult binge drinking and heavy drinking, as well as minor consuming alcohol, were major community issues for both Wrangell and Petersburg. That being said, how does a community intervention like Green Dot, which deals with interpersonal violence, kind of enter into this prevention, substance prevention kind of framework of things? Well, in addition to that assessment, the consequence for adult binge drinking and heavy consuming of alcohol was domestic violence. It was identified as domestic violence and as number two out of the top four. So Green Dot was a training event. It was actually quite interesting. We had several staff members who went to be trained and wanted to bring this this community bystander intervention training to Wrangell and to Petersburg to empower community members, not community members who are necessarily already involved in prevention work, but anyone, the ability to know what to do in a situation where there might be an act of violence that can be de-escalated. And that's kind of the whole premise behind Green Dot. Like I said, I'm not following the slides at all, so if you're looking at them, I apologize. In the slides, there are two examples of who has come and gone since SPIPSIG has been present in the community. So we had Desiree Shepler as well as Lindsay Hanna. They did the bulk of the assessment work, and they worked quite a bit in gathering our community coalition members. And then myself and Michael Brown came on board about a year later, and we've been working the intervention piece. There's a picture of our coalition group here. It doesn't have all of our coalition members. Again, this is Petersburg as well as Wrangell. You might see some familiar faces in there. So what is Green Dot really? Green Dot is a bystander intervention campaign designed to mobilize bystanders and community members to become active in violence prevention. It's designed to address the lack of resources for prevention intervention for violence resulting from adult, heavy, and binge drinking. In contrast to historical approaches to violence prevention that have focused on victims and perpetrators, the Green Dot strategy is predicated on the belief that individual safety is a community responsibility and shifts the lens away from victims and perpetrators and onto bystanders. The overarching goal is to mobilize a force of engaged and proactive bystanders. So in starting, I'm going to ask you to visualize in your mind this map of Alaska. For those of you who have handouts, you can see there's a map of Alaska that have the red dots on them. Imagine this map to be a bit more interactive. Perhaps imagine a Google World map where you can zoom in and out. And imagine as you are zooming in that you see all these red dots spreading as almost as if there was an epidemic. Each of these single dots symbolizes a violent act and time that has either been done or that is about to happen. If you can think of a time when you saw something or heard something that did not feel right, maybe it was a tone, a look, or a posture, that's a red dot. In fact, that is just as much of a red dot as a slap, kick, or derogatory word. Now imagine if you were the onlooker, could do something in that moment, and that something is a green dot. That something could be something as simple as posting your stance against violence, post on Facebook. It could be talking to a friend or a family member that you've disconnected with. It could be wearing a green pin that we've been handing out. It could be having a conversation of how we can provide resources for domestic violence victims in our community. You may have seen the red dots posted around town. These dots were to illustrate the research studies that have shown the epidemic of violence spreading across our country with red dots. A green dot is the prevention of a red dot. Through our words, our choices, and our actions in any given moment, we add a green dot to our map, displacing a red dot and making a difference. Green dot is a personal commitment to do something. Even one is too many getting hurt if we can prevent it. Each violent act is a red dot. Whether it be domestic violence, stalking, bullying, or child abuse, I believe there's something that we can do to prevent it. Reacting when something doesn't feel right, either by reporting it or directly addressing it in a safe way, can prevent future harm. Whether it be an anonymous call to the authorities, checking in with a neighbor during a dispute, or offering a ride to a friend who's about to make a high-risk decision, we all can make a difference by diffusing or interrupting a potentially harmful situation. If it were as simple as saying, okay, everyone agrees violence is a problem, so go do green dots, I think violence would have been dramatically reduced a long time ago. While there are lots of simple green dots that you have done and will do, the reality is that sometimes doing green dots is hard, especially when it requires speaking up or intervening in a potentially red dot situation, especially if it involves a family member, close friend, or high community official. I think this is a good visual for how it can very often seem with an obvious perpetrator and victim. So if you don't have the handouts, what we have is we have a person holding a red dot and another person down this kind of hallway looking thing that's looking very vulnerable, and then your community with red dots. In reality, though, a more realistic view would be the second picture, which is, again, the same hallway, a person holding a red dot, a person at the other end looking very vulnerable, and then all of these little sub-doors where there are people standing holding these green dots. Especially in a small town like Wrangell, where a private life is very rarely private, it's pretty common to assume that there are people who are, one, aware, and two, capable of doing something if they're given the tools and encouragement to do so. The goal is to increase the number of people willing to do something, and the strategy to establish a social buy-in through community member support and influence. Again, it can't just be the people in this room. It can't just be 200 of us. We're talking about building an army of people willing to protect each other. Here are some common responses for why someone might not intervene. One, it's not my business. Two, I'm not really sure what's happening. Three, it's too small of a town. Four, I've known them for years and they're just going through some hard times. Five, I'm worried about my safety. Six, they did not know what to do. And seven, it all happened so fast. And this is pretty much consistently true in all communities. It's not just Wrangell. We're a product of culture of inaction when we believe it is not our business. The good news is that we outnumber them, right? If we are looking at how many reported acts of violence happen in our community and how many good deeds that we do in a day and how many potential good deeds that can be done and kind of divide it between invested community members, I think that we could make a real difference. So how does Green Dot go about kind of presenting this? It's not lack of interest. We love our community. We love the people in our community. And it's not lack of resources or abilities. I think Green Dot has identified three separate ways that you can get yourself involved without feeling like you're doing too much, feeling like you're overreacting, or feeling like you're putting yourself in harm's way. These three simple steps are direct, distract, and delegate. If you will see, there are two examples that I will read through quickly that give some examples for direct, distract, and delegate. So, you hear a large argument coming from your neighbor's house. You know they've been drinking. You know there are kids in the house. Given what makes it hard for you, what are you most likely to do? In direct, you are the person who is intervening. You are the person who is immediately putting a stop to that violent act. It could be knocking on the door, asking that person if they're all right. It could be any way that you can immediately connect with that person. So indirect, it could be a knock on the door to offer to take the kids to your house until things settle down, identifying those who are in lesser power positions within the house who could be in more danger. Second example is distract. In this example, they say, call one of the people and small talk as if nothing is going on. It could be making a lot of noise if it's your neighbor next door. It could be letting your dog out, you know, that's going to be barking like crazy. Anything that you can do that's going to kind of diffuse the situation. Some examples that were given is setting someone's car alarm off, knocking on their door and letting them know their dog got out. Anything that's going to kind of stop the situation. Green Dot was obviously a national campaign, and some of the examples they gave were large city examples, but I like them anyways. The example that they gave for distract was a couple that was on the subway, and they were very obviously in a heated discussion that quickly turned into some physical altercations. They were kind of kicking at each other, and there was a gentleman who was sitting across from them eating his chips, and without too much of a thought, he got up, took his chips with him, and took the pole between them and continued to eat his chips without even saying a word. What do you think happened in that situation? The two individuals that were fighting and kicking at each other turned around, sat in their respected seats, and didn't talk to each other for the rest of the trip. Another example of distracting, if we're talking in a bar setting, could be something as simple as spilling your drink. It could be something as simple as dancing a funny dance. Anything you can do to kind of break that tension. There was another example given in a grocery store. If you're hearing a verbal altercation, perhaps it's a parent that's yelling quite loudly at their child. You could be talking very loudly next to them on the phone. Anything to kind of disrupt that. Because what we do know for a fact is that no one feels that violence is okay. Even perpetrators don't believe that violence is okay. But it's the inaction. It's knowing that there are people around who are seeing it, who aren't doing anything about it, that is giving them kind of that non-verbal, like, this is okay. No one's stopping me from doing this. The next one is delegate. So the example for delegate could be calling a family member and asking them for help, could be connecting with someone who maybe has a closer relationship with them. It could be connecting with our law enforcement or EMS. I'm not going to take the time to read the other example. I think you guys get the 3Ds: distract, delegate, and direct. While I'm going to assume that you are all against violence, we need to change our social norms where we tolerate, ignore, or avoid the fact that kids, coworkers, parents, family members in our community continue to experience bullying, stalking, and violence from a partner, or threats from another person. As leaders in our community, you influence our norms and behaviors on what is acceptable or not. As Green Dot is wrapping up, we are offering a 4-hour bystander training to help equip bystanders with skills to stop that single red dot. It's important to spread the message. You can easily get involved by talking about your stand against violence with friends, family members, wearing the Green Dot pin. Consider joining our Domestic Violence Coalition or volunteering your time to the Choose Respect March in March 27th, I believe. The Green Dot motto is simple. No one has to do everything, but everyone has to do something. The important thing is that you do something. Does anyone have any questions?
Wow, I think it's pretty phenomenal.
What I did want to share with you is that so far we have given away 150 sweatshirts and over 240 pins. With those sweatshirts comes a 15-minute talk such as this. So in a one-on-one dialogue, we've had wonderful opportunities of connecting with our schools, with the in-service. It's been really, really great. And I'm hoping, that this can really open the door to Mary's Domestic Violence Coalition efforts. You do see us, there should be a slide in there that has her information and the efforts that she's trying to get started. I think she's wanting to do a community cafe to start the discussion of what services we can provide in Wrangell for victims of violence. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Who put up all the red dots?
That was me.
I just walked out and all of a sudden there's red dots. Some have something written on them, some don't, et cetera.
That's correct. So there were 50 red dots, and the whole genius behind Green Dot, it's a media-driven campaign that's meant to, one, shock, and then, two, kind of appeal to the heart. It makes sense why it totally works for college campuses and high schoolers. And the Alaska model is very similar. The things that they're changing is how do you take a strategy that works in a very specific environment and kind of expand it to a wealth of communities in Alaska. And it has been challenging. But I'm proud to say that Wrangell and Petersburg, as well as small community up north, are the first to be the ones to try this out. So Governor Parnell is very much on board. The state is doing their own Green Dot interventions, and they've picked out 5 different communities, and they're doing the trainings now, but we've kind of got our ahead of them with that in with our SPFSIG training, which has been really great. So hopefully, we'll be able to report on how well Wrangell and Petersburg have taken this information, and we can use it to further Alaska's interpersonal violence prevention efforts as a whole. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have one presentation or certificate of service this evening. This is the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, presents a certificate of service to Charlene Williams for her service and dedication on the Parks and Recreation Board from October 2013 to February 2014. And she is not in attendance. If you look at that clerk, get to her first. No further presentations. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Here.
Decker? McCloskey?
Here.
Stokes?
Here.
Blake? Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item four, conflict of interest. Item five, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed on the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Items six A.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Any communication? Borough manager's report.
And the borough manager did provide a written report. It's in the packet, and other than what's in his report, I have nothing to report.
Is there any?
I'd like to make a comment.
Anyone have any questions or comments on?
I'd like to make a comment. The CASI